Blog Talk Radio.
Show. I am your hostess, Kathy Holloway Hill, and you have me for the next 30 minutes here on the Living by Design Show. And we are having a phenomenal month, the month of May, as we delve into the extremely life-changing topic of transformations. That's what we are focusing on. How can you transform your life? How can you accomplish your goals? And we have really had some great discussion thus far, and tonight will be no different because we will have a great conversation and a great guest about a topic that is a major, major obstacle in us accomplishing our life transformations and getting our goals accomplished, and that is the topic of self-sabotage. This is something that we all at one point or another have gotten caught up in, and some of us are still caught up in that cycle. So we're going to discuss that, and our guest tonight is no stranger to this topic. He is a phenomenal speaker about this topic, and he actually created a very powerful performance enhancement process. He developed it, and it's known as the Mind Resonance Process, MRP. And I am going to bring Nick Ariza on the line so that we can discuss this powerful tool. Nick, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome Great. To the Living by Design Show. I should say welcome back because you've been on the show, and I received a ton of positive comments when you were on the show last time. So welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I'm going to just jump right in here, Nick, because this is a topic that is very, very big, and it's pretty powerful because I know a lot of people, when I started putting my information out about what the show was going to be about tonight, I started getting a ton of questions, the same question actually, over and over and over. What is self-sabotage? How is it actually defined?
Well, self-sabotage, it's kind of a tricky subject because the term itself is a bit of a, how can I put it? It's a bit deceiving. It suggests that the person themselves is somehow responsible for, you know, making poor or bad choices for mm-hmm. themselves. And unfortunately, that although that's what most people, you know, believe and accept as the definition, it's actually not really what happens. The person effectively, in their own sort of mind-body, finds themselves actually manifesting choices that are not right for them, but they actually don't really have much control over what's actually going on. So in effect, what's happening is that they're effectively really unconscious when that bad choice is being made. It's like their mind and body have actually been hijacked by something else that does not serve them or does not have their best interests at heart. So that's kind of how I see it. And using that that perspective, that model, one can actually begin to make some headway at resolving this very self-destructive tendency.
Now that's a very interesting definition because I'm sure everyone has always been told that, you know, just get over it, just snap out of it, just change your thoughts, you can change your life. So your take on it is totally different, and I really appreciate that because that's why I like to have different guests with different skill sets, because I want to get a different outlook and a different opinion about how this whole process works, and this is good. So I like that definition, that really helps a lot, because people feel so defeated because they're not making the right choices, and it is something that they can control, and it is something that they can do something about and change. So you're saying that there's something going on with them mentally. And, well, let's just talk about how they get stuck in that cycle in the first place. So I understand the definition, and that sounds great, but how do they actually get stuck there in that cycle, that pattern?
Okay, well, when somebody is born into this reality, into their what I call their baby body, even though most people don't realize this, they actually come fully integrated as a person. In other words, their mind, body, and their life force energy are united, probably for the most united that it probably will ever be in their lifetime. That life force energy, it doesn't just support the normal physiological functioning of that body. It is also the repository of all the person's inner positive resources, and one of those resources is their inner truth. In other words, that truth represents their inner wisdom, or what is right for them in every moment, in every situation. And often we experience that truth coming through us, often through our heart, in the language of feelings. For instance, when something happens that is in fact right for us, it automatically, without us having to invoke this feeling, it automatically makes us feel happy or joyful or fulfilled or whole, or it makes us feel good. And that's that inner wisdom kind of saying to us that what just happened was right for us.
Mm-hmm.
And the converse is also true. When something that isn't right for us happens to us, we often feel sad or disappointed, and that is that inner wisdom telling us that what just happened isn't right for us. Now what happens is that normally what should happen is that inner truth should be protected, it should be nurtured, it should be listened to, it should be heeded, one should actually follow it throughout one's life, moment by moment. But what happens is that when a person comes into this reality, rather than the environment, the social environment supporting that truth in the person, instead what they do is they impose a whole host of, you should do this, like a rule book, basically, that overwhelms that person, drowns out that inner truth, and basically hijacks that person's mind and body and life away from them. So it's that program that basically derails that person from, a life that is, in fact, right for them, and so that derailed life is essentially the path of self-sabotage. And the other thing that happens is that because it happens from such a young age, those rules begin to become downloaded into that person's subconscious, and they also begin to form what that person identifies themselves as. In other words, they begin to identify themselves as their self, as their personality. But that self isn't actually who they are. It's a false self. But most people don't realize that, you see. So people are walking around sort of like imposters. They think they're in charge of their mind, their body. Or they think that they have free will, but they actually don't. And they don't even realize that they don't. That's the problem.
So they're actually seeing themselves as their negative experiences. They're kind of lumping them both together.
Well, it's the way I describe it. I don't know if many people have seen this movie. It was made 3 times. And the original show, the original film, was made, I think, in the 50s. It's called The Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yes, I love that.
So you know that one. So this is what's happening. You see, this is our situation. Most people have sort of been snatched, and they're walking around robotically programmed to do certain things, behave in certain ways. And they've actually lost control over their mind, their bodies, and their lives. The true owners of those minds and bodies have been supplanted. They've been displaced from their own bodies. So they've lost control. And so in losing control, they find that, often things happen through that mind-body that isn't necessarily right for them or good for them. And that's what we often refer to as self-sabotage. But as I said, because that person actually isn't in that body anymore, doesn't actually have control of that body, they're not actually manifesting themselves those bad choices. Something else is manifesting them instead.
And once those patterns are created, they're just unconsciously drawn toward it.
How do you mean unconsciously drawn?
Well, I mean, once those patterns of, let's say, the invasion of the body snatchers example, let's say once they've been snatched, then they start moving toward that body snatcher type of behavior.
Yeah, they become the body snatcher type of behavior.
Yeah,
that's,
they become
that's
that.
They become,
right.
and that's that. Then they assume it is assumed that that's who they are, and that's their personality.
Mm.
You see, so it's like they've essentially been hijacked,
right?
And, by a false persona or you know, false kind of energy. I talk about it as a negative program, a program that that basically gets downloaded inside of you and steals your mind and your body and your life away from you and kicks you out. Another metaphor is like if you suppose you have a brand new car and you're the owner of the car and you're sitting in the front seat, but you've got this thing in the back, okay, that isn't you. It's like a freeloader, okay, and like a pirate, gets inside your car. And every once in a while, when it decides that it wants to change the direction in which you're driving, it kind of bonks you over the head, knocks you unconscious, takes control of your car, and derails your car and basically runs it down a path that isn't good for you or your car. You see, and it's in those moments of unconsciousness that we actually lose complete control over what's going on. Sometimes, occasionally after the fact, we may wake up momentarily after the fact, after the damage has been done, and realize that the damage has been done, and we may feel badly about it. We may sometimes even blame ourselves for what's been done, even though we didn't do it ourselves. We were unconscious during that moment. And so in blaming ourselves, what that does is it just reinforces the power of that negative energy and weakens our hold on our own mind and body. So that's how it becomes more and more entrenched and makes it more and more difficult to actually reclaim control over your own life.
Well, let me ask you this question. Let me go back to when you mentioned when we are first born. So let me go back to childhood as when you are not a toddler, but somewhere in the 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old range. Your experiences, let's say if you have, well, everyone has childhood experiences, and there's no balance in your life, meaning that, you're in a toxic environment and there may be a lot of, violence or arguments or negative type of things going on, and you're not being nurtured and you're not being validated and you're not being reassured that you're great. And in that type of no balance kind of environment, could that start the process rolling and get the ball rolling? And then now you don't think that you're good enough or worthy or anything, so you kind of go out into life and pretty much draw negative experiences to you, and that just kind of could that possibly contribute to it?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, in that kind of environment, the child begins to feel not only feel that they're unlovable, say unwanted, unworthy, perhaps even feel bad that they're bad. Because, if they're abused or something or punished, they start to feel bad. And not only do they feel those things, but they actually then start to believe that they are unlovable, unwanted, unworthy, and that they are bad. And then that becomes part of that sort of negative personality that I talked about, that negative false personality that they identify themselves with. And if they, for instance, believe themselves to be unlovable, unworthy, bad, et cetera, et cetera, that kind of becomes sort of like a set point. It's like when you set your thermostat to a certain temperature, and if the temperature gets too hot or too cold, either the air conditioner or the furnace kind of kicks in and brings the temperature back to that set point. Well, these beliefs are like a set point. So if that person during their life, for instance, you know, wants to achieve a certain, you know, level of fulfillment in their life, a certain level of success, okay? Well, if in the back of their mind they believe they're unlovable, they're unworthy, they're bad, that's their set point that was created by that early environment. And no matter how much they try to achieve a, you know, fulfilling or successful life, something will happen, okay, inside that will cause them to unconsciously make choices that will ultimately sabotage those goals and bring them back to this set point.
Right, okay. Right, because they've been snatched, right.
So the thing is that these beliefs are anchored into that person by the very memories of the experiences they had when they were young. Those memories are stored inside that person, and they serve both to generate these negative beliefs as well as to serve as what I call the evidence for these beliefs, or the justification. They justify these beliefs. They say, well, this is, you're unworthy because, you know, well, your mother didn't love you, and, you know, your father beat you. And these memories, okay, that I'm talking about are stored inside. Unless
now, what
get
about
those,
what about if something positive happens or they have a success in their life and those positive experiences, how do those positive experiences fit and play into this whole cycle and process?
Well, they certainly serve to reinforce, you know, that person's life force energy. They help to anchor more fully that person's life force energy. But the problem is that whenever a person has a negative experience, it's like, how can I describe it? Suppose you have a pail of water, okay, and every time you have a negative experience, you poke a hole in the pail. So every time you have a negative experience, you have one extra hole, and if you keep on having negative experiences, eventually you have enough holes in the pail that all the water starts to leak out. Now, it doesn't matter if you keep putting water in, okay? In other words, you have to keep putting water in order to keep the level of the water, you know, steady, because the water is constantly leaking out.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So
all
what right, I'm saying is that you would have to have, you know, because the water is constantly leaking out, you'd have to constantly feed that tail in order to keep the level steady.
Right, and that's right? Just to keep it balanced. Not even
that's
we're
right.
Not even
just
talking
keep it
about.
Balanced.
Yeah, that's just balance. We're not talking about curing it. We're just talking about balance.
Exactly. So what the real solution is to actually just plug those holes. In other words, if those holes are represented by those negative memories, the way I think of it is that those memories, they eat up life force energy, okay, which is like the water, or is like that. They drain you or your life force energy from your body, and thereby they weaken you, and they at the same time they parasitically take over and hijack your body and life away from you. By
right.
taking those memories out, or in other words plugging those holes in the tail, you effectively stop the leakage of water, or you stop the leakage of life force energy, and therefore that allows your life force energy or you to steadily come back into your body and fully reintegrate with it and fully take charge.
Right. Right. Now, just for those who may be listening in, dialed in and in the chat room, for those who may be in denial or have no idea what's happening to them, I know this is really great information. What are some of the classic signs and symptoms of individuals who may be stuck in a self-sabotaging type of cycle?
Well, I mean, one of the consequences of being in a self-sabotaging cycle is that, you know, a person often feels depressed, despairing, they feel out of control. What they may find themselves doing, obviously, is, as we said, you know, in the midst of making bad choices. And bad choices can be in any area of their life. For instance, bad relationship choices. And that doesn't mean making active choices. It could also mean not making active choices. In other words, staying in a bad relationship, for instance, or an abusive relationship. That's a form of self-sabotage. That's like a passive form of self-sabotage, because you're not actually doing anything, and yet what you're not doing is sabotaging your life, you see?
Right.
You could be inflicting physical damage on your body, either by, you know, direct physical abuse or by making bad choices in, you know, your diet or neglecting your exercise or, you know, doing things that are not right for you physically, for instance. Mm-hmm. Or you may be, you know, engaging, say, in unethical behaviors in your career or in business, for instance. These are, you know, examples. The net outcome of all this is that it actually feeds the negative self or that negative program. It actually makes it stronger because it makes the person feel even worse about themselves after the damage has been done.
Hmm, so, interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yes, so, absolutely.
Okay, so if you have a hole and you're leaking energy, it makes you more desperate to try to do something, but the desperation causes you to make further bad choices that lead to further traumatic events that then get stored inside of you. So you get more and more negative energy drawn to you. And ultimately what that does is that it makes people feel really despairing, demoralized, and often it leads to things like, you know, giving up on life.
Absolutely.
One way or another.
Yes, yes. Now, I want to make sure we get in before we run out of time. I want to talk some about this mind resonance process, the MRP. And I know you developed this really powerful performance tool. So how does that play into helping individuals to get beyond this situation?
Okay, well, metaphorically, what it does, using that tail metaphor, it plugs those holes. In other words, it helps a person to become aware of their internal subconscious programs, either that are stored inside, either in the form of beliefs that they have about themselves, like I'm unlovable, or I'm unworthy, I'm unwanted, I'm bad, etc., etc. Or it, helps one to become aware of the actual negative memories that are stored inside that person that are driving those beliefs. And it helps one to literally, permanently, completely, systematically, cumulatively erase that stuff from within. And as you erase that stuff, what happens is that spontaneously the person's life force energy, or that person, who they really are, their essence, and all the positive resources that go with that life force energy spontaneously flow back into that body. And when that happens, the person begins to, one of the things they start to feel is that often a lot of people feel kind of an inner emptiness inside, or they feel a void, and they often don't realize what that is. Well, that void is actually the feeling that goes with the absence of them in their own body. It's like they feel like there's something missing inside, or there's something missing with them. Well, what's missing is their life force energy. So as their life force energy comes back in, they start to feel whole as a person. They start to feel more solid. They actually start to feel more confident. They start to remember what is right for them. And this makes them able to be much more discerning and make better, more self-respecting choices. It enhances their ability to look after themselves as far as their health is concerned. It makes them much more sensitized to when any other negative programming that's inside of them tries to take hold. So in other words, it makes them more conscious of when something tries to, you know, to hijack them, so that then they're there to prevent it from happening. In other words, they can retain control over themselves. It can help them to continue to evolve and become even more conscious and more empowered, and therefore, you know, essentially steer their life in the direction that their life force energy wants it to go. So it's about becoming who you were meant to be, a truly whole, complete, empowered individual, which is who we really are, actually.
Right.
It's something that awareness has been sort of taken away from us. We've been deceived into believing that we're kind of like victims, you know, helpless victims here. And that's not really who we are.
What are some simple, easy steps they can do at home? You know, I definitely would encourage, and I'm going to put your website here in the chat room, and you know, before we end the show, I want to let's just go ahead and get out your website now. What is your website?
Okay, it's telecoaching, telecoaching, the number 4, the letter U, .com.
Great.
Now, the easiest thing they can do is first, if they're interested, if this is interesting to them or it piques their interest, they can, you know, I've written a lot online, many, many articles, and that's maybe a good place to start because it gives them a sense of what this process can do in various areas of their life. The next thing is that there's an ebook that I have on my website that the person can download, and that's a sort of step two. Initially, this isn't a self-help process because it requires a certain degree of facilitation in order to help a person become conscious enough before they can begin to familiarize themselves with the process and start to use it themselves. So
let me ask you this, because I know you've heard this question a ton of times. This is not hypnosis. Please make sure you clarify that, because I know
like nothing else anyone has ever seen. If a very simplistic way of describing it is that this is actually, in a sense, the reverse of hypnosis. This is helping people wake up to who they really are, whereas hypnosis is about sending people into a trance-like state. Remember that body snatcher state. This is about helping to shed that trance-like state and truly wake up to who you are. And initially, as I said, it requires a certain degree of facilitation before you can begin to, you know, sort of wake yourself up out of this slumber and then begin to realize where you are. And as you do that, then you can begin to use this process for yourself. So what if a person is really motivated, what they can do after or even before doing those other steps is that they can request a free telephone or Skype MRP consultation with me. And that will begin to give them an experience of what that feels like, you know, more than anything else that they can do. And after that, you know, they will begin to have an awareness of not only who they are and what the potential, the infinite potential of who they are, of what they are. And if they want to begin to unleash that, then of course they can choose to do further work with me.
That's awesome. That's great. Now, in this process, I actually had worked with Nick myself a couple of years ago, and it is an amazing process. You will really be impressed. It's definitely something that makes you aware. Like you said, it truly does wake you up. I mean, there's so many things that are asleep inside of us that we're not even aware of. I mean, like you say, we unconsciously make these decisions and make these choices that affect our behavior, and we just don't have a clue what's going on. So this is a great process and a great way to help you become aware.
Well, thank you for that, Kathy. Thank you. I'm glad that you were able to have the experience and to share your personal experience and feelings about it, because that's really the only way anyone will ever really understand what this is about.
Right. Absolutely. So we understand some of the things that signs, symptoms, things that you may be able to identify, because I know there's quite a few people who may be in a little bit of denial, or maybe they just don't understand what's happening to them. So based on everything you've heard and based on everything that we've said on this interview, hopefully that can give you some insight as to what's going on. So we're coming up on our last 30 seconds of the show. Nick, thank you very much for coming on this evening. You've been a wealth of knowledge. I encourage everyone to please, please go to Nick's website. Check out, he's got a lot of information, great information there. And then get in contact with him and get a session set up, because I think you would be very impressed. I think it would really, really, really make a difference in transforming your life, because that's what we are talking about the month of May, transforming your life. So we're running out of time, and we're going to sign off for now. Nick, thank you again for coming back and being a guest and bringing all that wealth of information. And for those of you out there who need this help, I encourage you to get the help, because it is there. Thank you for joining us. I'm Kathy Holloway Hill. Thank you, Nick, for joining us. We're going to sign off for now, and I will see you same time next week here on the Living by Design Show. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.